Okay, I wanted to interview Tim Allen on the set of The Santa Claus 4, but apparently he isn't starring in it. In fact, nobody's starring in it. It doesn't even exist. But as a consolation, I scored an interview with someone who actually does exist, the real Santa Claus. You know Santa, the jolly fat man who brings you toys each year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hello, Santa, and welcome to the program. How are you doing?
All right, I suppose. This damn Christmas holiday drives me fucking nuts everywhere.
Why is that?
Well, my agent tells me I have to be here or there. You know, show up at malls and shit.
Isn't there other people who play you?
There was, until my brother, Santa Claus, started doing my act. Started using my sledge-o-matic everywhere.
Wasn't that Gallagher's brother?
Bullshit, it's my story. That's what I needed.
You feel better now?
Yeah, that vodka tastes sweet on my tongue. Just like your cat's ass that I licked.
That's really uncalled for, Santa. Can we get back to this?
I guess. My agent really fucked me this time. I mean, I'm on a fucking podcast.
So, these other Santa Clauses. Did you get a piece of that action?
I used to, until that bastard, Michael Jackson, bought the Santa rights. What an asshole.
Didn't that happen to Paul McCartney, too?
Well, don't worry about that. We got that straightened out.
What do you mean?
Let's just say McCartney asked for a few items last Christmas, then it worked itself out.
Are you implying that Paul McCartney off Michael Jackson?
Well, before we start talking that, let's start talking meat. The other night, one of these fake Santas were at a Pacers game. What the hell is this shit? Anyway, that's uncalled for.
Read the line.
And she took a picture with him, and they ripped off his beard.
Now, I would say that's uncalled for.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. And they called...
Why did you rewrite this?
I thought I took this out. I mean... Yeah, well, we're going to talk about meat, and it's called Santa's Meat. Our slogan, come put Santa's meat in your mouth.
Is that really the slogan?
Yes, it is. I had an idea before. Santa puts meat down your chimney. But Walmart didn't think it was acceptable.
Who would have thought? What kind of meats are you selling?
Burgers, beef jerky, and hot dogs, all made with real elf meat.
Elf meat.
Like any big company, sometimes people retire or don't work out, so you have to make use of them. Do you know how much retirement benefits cost these days?
I don't think that's legal.
I used to use reindeer meat, but those fucking PETA people got all upset at me. Apparently eating elves is not a big deal. After all those Lord of the Rings movies, people love eating elves. It's like being in the movies.
I wouldn't really say it's the same thing. But who knows? Anything else you would like to say before you have to go?
Remember to pick up Santa's meat this holiday season. Also, if you got a dog that fucking bites, I'm putting a bull in it. I'm so sick of dropping off presents and these dogs biting me. Especially since Michael Vick can't do my dirty work for me anymore.
I don't think I want to know. Anyway, thanks Santa Claus for stopping by and put your meat into your mouth.
Thanks, Dave. I'll leave you something special under your tree.
Please don't, Santa. I've been good this year.
What an asshole. I'm going to shit under your tree. Ho, 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 and Merry Christmas.